Building upon our discussion from yesterday, the following characteristics of the fruit of the Spirit result from obtaining the previous virtues we've already examined of love, joy, and peace. You see, it isn't really possible to produce the next six virtues of the fruit of the Spirit without having the first three. We should also note that love, joy, and peace are attributes that direct our attention towards God, while the next three direct our attention towards our neighbor. So the fourth in the list is patience. Now, the King James and the New King James and even the American Standard Version render this as long-suffering. The NIV says forbearance. Well, we could all use a little more patience, couldn't we? And this is a word that means one is willing to accept and bear injury. You can look at passages like Matthew 18, 21 through 35, or Luke 17, 3 through 5, and even Ephesians 4, 32 to see that playing out. It literally means to be long-tempered, which is the opposite of short-tempered. Vine's dictionary says that long-suffering is that quality of self-restraint in the face of provocation which does not hastily retaliate or promptly punish. It is the opposite of anger, and it is associated with mercy and is used of God. Well, that is a great explanation. We must remember that God is and has been extremely patient towards us. Without His divine grace, we would not have salvation. We have it only because it came through His patience. Look at what 2 Peter chapter 3, verses 7 through 9 says. It says that He is long-suffering towards us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Also notice what Paul the Apostle says about patience and what it will lead to in Romans chapter 2, verse 4. He says it can lead to repentance. You know, praying about it and then practicing love are the best ways to develop patience in your spiritual walk. But be careful. Don't pray for patience if you aren't ready, because the best way to get patience is to be put into those situations that require it. It's how you truly develop patience. Perhaps maybe you should first try serving more at church, in your community, or in any way that you can find, which will always help you develop more patience. Now, the fifth characteristic of the fruit of the Spirit is kindness. The King James renders this as gentleness. And this attribute implies that one is mild or pleasant. It also means being virtuous, that is, having moral goodness and being benevolent. It's a key quality of a friendly person. It is a sweetness of attitude, as in someone who is easy to get along with and easy to please. Now, this grace comes to one who is not constantly complaining, but is kind and pleasant. Gentleness, which we're going to discuss later, is merely the attitude of kindness. And by the way, wouldn't it be nice if this personality trait were more prevalent in our society today? You know, the Bible speaks of a love that is kind in 1 Corinthians 13, verse 4. Even Jesus Himself is described as one who appeared to us because of God's kindness in Titus 3, and verse 4. How hard is it to be kind and gentle to others? I mean, seriously. So in order to develop kindness in your own spiritual walk, you must begin with prayer. Then just determine within your heart to be kind to others, just like Ephesians chapter 4, verse 32 says. The kindness of someone is easily noted in their speech and in their mannerisms, so remember that words can deeply affect and seriously hurt someone else. That's what James talks about in James chapter 3, verse 2 through 8. Being kind involves watching what we say and how we say it, as well as controlling our behavior toward others. Now, our sixth characteristic is goodness. This trait is closely connected with kindness. It's a word that means uprightness of heart and life. The Theological Dictionary of the New Testament says that this word indicates the quality which a man has who is agathos. That's a Greek word meaning good, and therefore of moral excellence. It is also the state or quality of being good, of having that kindly feeling of generosity, that excellence of quality. It's the best part of anything. Some people like to look at goodness as the practical manifestation of kindness. And it implies that one has the best interest of others within their heart and is willing to help those in need. It's a trait that's exhibited in one's communication and their generosity and their willingness to forgive offenses. And we see that principle in Proverbs 15, verse 1, Philippians 2, verse 4, and even Matthew 7, verse 12. So producing the fruit of goodness in your life means that there's always a disposition to do good and to help others, as Paul encourages in passages like Galatians 6, verse 10. We might say that goodness is Christian love in action. Now, how might you develop goodness in your spiritual walk? Well, start with prayer. Have you noticed that each of these starts with prayer? Well, that's because we must never forget that the fruit of the Spirit is God's work. So we must begin by asking Him for it. And then follow up your prayer and continual study by seeking out ways to do something good for others. Talking about is okay, but putting your knowledge into actual practice makes for true spiritual growth. Okay, we've now covered the first six components of the fruit of the Spirit. There's three more that remain. So think and pray about these six for now, and tomorrow we will finish looking at the last three aspects of the fruit of the Spirit.